Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. It's midsummer, and despite the decidedly autumnal weather here in Moscow, the markets are overflowing with bounty. I'm doing my usual greedy purchases of every berry and fruit on sale in the capital, dithering over the finer distinctions between Uzbek and Azerbaijani apricots, and discussing in minute detail with the vendors which varieties of each fragrant offering will hold up best to the sugar, heat, and canning I'm going to subject them to. I won't even tell you what my kitchen looks like, although I have to say it smells divine, even if it is a bit sticky. After I found myself wondering for the 12th time what exactly the difference between chernika and golubika was, I thought a bit of berry deciphering might be useful for other shoppers, eaters, and or canners. To settle that first question, chernika is a small, very dark blue berry. Its name comes from the adjective chorny, black, and it's a bit sour. Golubika is bigger, lighter blue, sweeter, and juicier. In U.S. English, both can be called blueberry, but chernika is actually a huckleberry, a word not much used in the northern parts of the country, except in grade school when reading Mark Twain. Another very important distinction, sorry, but I just had to get that pun in there someplace, is between klubnika and zemlinika. The first is a cultivated strawberry. The latter is that lovely, small, slightly floral, wild strawberry, also called a field, wood, or alpine strawberry. Other berries we have in common are malina, raspberry, krasnaya i chornaya smorodina, red and black currant, ježevika, blackberry, kryžovnik, gooseberry, klukva, European cranberry, brusnika, called in various countries and regions lingonberry, red bilberry, cowberry, red huckleberry, red whortleberry, or foxberry, and rybina, rowanberry. Be sure you know the difference between two basic kinds of cherries, черешня, which is used to describe several varieties of sweet cherry, and вишня, a sour, tart, or pie cherry. The first is good for eating and makes very bland jam. The second is very tart and makes magnificent jams and preserves. Then there are some berries that Russians grow, gather, and eat that you don't find in many other parts of the world. One is kalina, part of the viburnum genus. There are several subspecies in Russia, including the one that might be familiar from a film title, Kalina Krasnaya. In English, this is most commonly called a European cranberry bush. In the northern part of Russia, as well as in Scandinavia, Alaska, part of Canada, and Scotland, you can find Maroshka, called cloudberry, Nordic berry, bake apple, knotberry, low bush salmonberry, Averin or Evron. It looks like a yellow raspberry, and in fact is sometimes called a yellow berry or mountain raspberry, and has a delicate, creamy flavor when very ripe. When speaking about berries in Russian, there's one trick. You virtually never use the plural. So you don't buy blueberries at the market, you buy a blueberry, like a pound of blueberry, as in this old recipe. Из двух фунтов малины, когда ее очистить и протереть, выходит половина фунта ягодного пюре. 2 pounds of raspberries, after being cleaned and crushed, yield a half pound of berry puree. В ресторане стояли корзины с рынка с лисичками, малиной, овощами. The restaurant had baskets with chanterelles, raspberries, and vegetables from the market. Although today in Russian stores you can find jam, preserves, or jelly, the traditional way to preserve berries in Russia is simply to boil them with sugar. Varit, to boil, to produce varenya, preserves. Sometimes the berry is used to mean berry jam, so that when you are offered chai s malinly, literally tea with a raspberry, you'll be served tea with raspberry jam. In slang, ягода can mean a healthy, attractive woman. Бабы у нас как ягоды, румяные, смешливые, страст хороши бабы. The women around here are like berries, rosy, with a good sense of humor. Man, these are some fine-looking women. True, I've never met a giggling berry, but who knows? Ягодка is a nice little affectionate name for your sweetie. This is the sort of nickname you might use when you're trying to sweeten him or her up for something. Шура, ягодка моя, балкон будем делать? Шура, sweetie, are we going to fix up that balcony? There are two lovely berry expressions. One is said of people. Одного поля ягода. Literally, berry of one patch. In English, we change this from an agricultural to an avian image. Я так тесно сблизился с актерами театра, потому что мы одного поля ягодки. I became so close with the members of the theater because we're all birds of a feather. The other was, for me, slightly counterintuitive. Это цветочки, а ягодки будут впереди. This is literally, these are the flowers, the berries are yet to come. That sounds like a good thing, right? First you see lovely flowers, and then in a few weeks you take in your harvest of strawberries. But no, it's the opposite. It means this is just the beginning, the worst is yet to come. Если первая тюрьма была только веселым предусловием, то вторую можно охарактеризовать старинной поговоркой. Раньше были только цветочки, ягодки будут впереди.
If the first prison was just a fun prelude, the second could be described by that old saying, you ain't seen nothing yet. And finally, there are two slightly odd bits of slang associated with the word malina. On the one hand, не жизнь, а малина, literally, not life but a raspberry, is what you say when you're in clover, that is, when things are great, like finding yourself in a soft bed of clover or a raspberry patch.
Хочешь, отправляйся купаться на речку. Хочешь, в лес за ягодами и грибами. Не жизнь, а малина.
If you want, go swim in the creek. Or if you want, head to the woods to pick berries and mushrooms. This is the life. The other is almost the opposite. In criminal slang, malina can mean either a place where thieves and criminals hang out, or it can mean a group of crooks, or, even more figuratively, a gang of some sort.
Malina была в сборе.
The whole gang was here. And that, of course, must not be confused with сбор малины, a harvest of raspberries. Enjoy.
До встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!